Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man, good booty dude calling you.
Give me the phone, man.
She said, run, run, as fast as you can. You know I'm broke, ain't got no man. But I need that 40 in my hand, and I ain't gonna call you back again. It's finally Monday morning. Guess what? I think the girl done got broke again. Ooh, she do the same thing every weekend. She can disappear Friday, but Monday she calling again. Cause I'ma run a little
to put the startup music on and canceled the episode. So I know some of y'all were on there and, you know, it kicked y'all off and it said it was no show. That was my fault. Totally my fault. We got another night. This is JB's Lock It In. I just want to say, I'm hoping, I'm praying. It looks like the weather gods might give us a little bit of racing this weekend. I don't know. I'm not going to jinx it. but, you know, the weather chances is up and down. So I'm just going to pray on it and hope for it. But, you know, I'm just going to leave it in the good Lord's hands. But y'all got to bear with me. You know, voice is going in and out. Like I said, I'm a teacher, so I work with kids. So, you know, voice ain't never that great anyway. But I just want to let y'all know tonight, I'm going to get to something in a minute, and it's going to be very interesting because I'm going to bring somebody on in a minute after I talk about what's going on upcoming. This weekend, like you said, you know, praying that the weather gods give us some, you know, good weather, but Saturday, if we get some racing in, this Saturday at MDIR, you have the Total Night of Chaos, and you got Franklin Saint taking on Boogeyman, and you got Brian Epps and Running Dog taking on Ricky Fox and Cannibal, and that is going down. Like I said, all we got to do is pray for some good weather, and y'all going to see some good racing at Maryland on Saturday, Total Night of Chaos. That's going down, like I said, at MIR. It's no longer MDIR. They are back to MIR, which I like that a lot better because, you know, I like it. I call it MIR. So they're back to MIR. So with that being said, you got that this weekend. You got next weekend. You got a Grudge Fest up there at US 13. The host for that day is Fred Wheatley, 410 Grudge Dreams, be on the mic. I think they got a couple shootouts, and they got some grudge racing already locked in. Like I said, that's going on at US 13. The following week, you got the Burt Jackson Memorial with Wham Brown and Brown's Motorsports. That's going down at BMP. You got an all steel, all glass shootout. Let me pull my card up here. Like I said, bear with me, voice going in and out. You got a big tie, $8,000 big tie pot. That's the 5 inches smaller. That's going down. You got all steel, all glass heavyweights. Contact nephew CT for the rules. And that is a $4,000 guaranteed purse, 8-car minimum. So a 3,000 winner, 500 to the runner, 250 to the Simmons. And then you got a gambler's race, 100% on top, $30 buybacks, round one only. DJ Jam-A-Lot on the ones and twos, my boy Jam-A-Lot. And like I said, that's May 28th. That's the Burt Jackson Memorial put on by Brown Racing, Brother Brown. WB3 and crew, admission $20, kids 12 and under free, test and tune, tech card is $50, inside car, inside the gate is $10. The gates open at 8 a.m., track goes hot at 11 a.m., all shakedowns, 3 and 5 for the shootouts. That's going down, Burt Jackson Memorial, May 28th at BMP. All right, coming up after, you know, a few weeks after, you got Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Number four, going down in the jungle, June 16th to the 18th. You got Friday night, you got a Run What You Brung, big tire shootout, and then you got a small tire shootout, $2,000 payout, big tire shootout, $7,000 payout. And I think for that weekend, the main attraction grudge race so far is Copperhead versus Big Bullet Bill. Yep, Copperhead versus Big Bullet Bill, the boys from Carolina. So that's going down. Like I said, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, June 16th through the 18th, custom tees. Now I can get to what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to bring somebody on here tonight and wanted, you know, talk about some things, some more, get some more local action going. And the person I'm going to get on here, let me see. All right, about to call him in right now. Hold on there, driver. All right, let's see. Let's see what it's going to be. All right. Oh, and just to let you know, Fat Albert will be on the microphone for Lions, Tigers, and Bears. He will be on the microphone for Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, Fat Albert, Mr. Supreme, will be on the mic for Lions, Tigers, and Bears. All right, here goes. Let's see if I can get this person on.
Hello?
Now, this is JB. Can you state your name and rank?
I don't know who you're talking to.
This is JB with the JB's Lock It In. Can you state your name, gangster?
This is Mike Wyatt.
Mike Wyatt. So, everybody, this is Mike Wyatt. The well-known tuner from BMP, part of now what crew do you rep there, Mike Wyatt? What crew do you rep?
I ain't got no crew.
So all right, y'all welcome Mike Wyatt, famous tuner and extraordinaire of BMP. He said he doesn't have a crew. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's a lie, because I got his crew members on here. Now, I just want to ask you a question there, Mike Wyatt. Now, I'm under the impression that a certain car has come back out.
Who might that be?
I don't know. They said all I know is the owner of the car has a Jerry Curl. That's the only information I was given. I'm just telling you. They said he got
straight
good
curl.
Hair. Got straight curl. Good hair, and they said that his car is back on the scene now. In my rock bass voice. Can you tell me? Is Big B? Big B? Is he back? Is he back?
He's back.
Oh, Lord. So the big B is back. So now my next question, I know because a lot of people talking about what we're going to do to get the grudge racing scene back on ladies night and stuff like that. Now I know another certain person that I would love to get on this show, and I know that will stir you up. And that I know that you're not scared of.
Who could that be?
Hold that thought. Oh, I like that. So the Big B is back. All right, here go my next call. Let's see if this guy will answer my phone call. All right, here we go. Let's see. All right. Let's see if this guy will answer my phone call.
Well.
Now, sir, this is Mr. JB, you know, from BMP, the promoter of a few shows at BMP. I got you on the JB's Lock It In show. And I just want to let you know that there's a certain person on this phone that wants to let you know personally that the Big B is back on the scene. I'm just letting you know that the Big B is back on the scene.
Yeah, well, he's slow.
So you telling me that you feel that the Big B is not going to be a problem this year?
I said he's slow. What more you want me to say?
Well, Mr. Driver and Tuna of the Big B, do you know who I got on the phone?
I don't know who it does. Sound like an Iron Mule.
It is the Iron Mule. So are you going to let the Iron Mule get on this show and talk about the Big B? Now, I know this is not true because I
what?
Feel that this...
Well, JB, he's a thousand pound lighter than me, man. I mean, we 3,300 pounds. We can't compete with no 24, 25 pound car.
Oh, so what you're saying is that if this man
he's trying to tell you exactly what I said. He's slow.
Mm.
Oh. But they got a street Mustang.
Man,
they call it Mustang,
man,
that we will accommodate though.
Man, I took a motor out the car faster than what they can run. I bet my last dollar on that. Took it out and junked it. Faster than what they can go. And I bet my last dollar on that. And I got people that were bad with me.
Well, I bet your last dollar, anything besides that light one you got in your club, we are running the William Brown show.
Oh!
I can't talk. I ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. These guys talk to me about my stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can't talk for nobody else. That man called me and asked me about my stuff. He ain't called me and asked me about nobody else's stuff.
Well, I can't accommodate no like this guy. I can't accommodate that.
Well, I mean, y'all call me. I'm just telling you how I feel about that man asked me a question. I told him the car was slow, and that's how I feel.
Well, a car is slow, you ought to get everything in drag racing. You know, we take it off.
No, I'm in Denver, Virginia, not giving Virginia. You got to ask somebody else to give up, son.
I'm in
Denver.
Okay. Well, y'all got that big box of normals down there, that Mustang. I mean, that's a street car, too, you said. What's wrong with that? Big block.
That man called me and asked me about my car. If he wanted to talk about some other car, he got to make another phone call. He got to dial seven more different numbers.
He said
he dialed the wrong numbers if he wanted to talk about Norman car. He got to dial Norman number. He dialed my number to talk about my car.
But what it sounds like you're saying, Mike Wyatt, is that y'all have a street car. Now let me ask you, Mike Wyatt, does this street car sit anywhere like Iron Mule's truck?
No. We can roll down our windows, all steel, all glass.
I ain't got no steel and I ain't got no glass. No.
I understand.
So I think the man made a mistake when he called me. He should have called somebody else.
Mr. Iron Mule, is there somebody that are you going to be at William Brown Show?
I plan on it, but I'm not ready yet because we still got to do some testing, and we're going to do that real soon. But what day is the William Brown Show?
May 28th.
May 28th. Yeah, If everything works out, I'm planning to be there. I mean, I love the William Brown Show, and I would love to run on it. So if everything works out all right, then I plan on being there. But like I said, I won't know quite yet, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
But I know something in a week. Call me back in a week, and I can really talk to you.
All right, so what you saying is the week of Wim Brown show, I need to have you on here as a special guest because you can be ready to cut loose.
That's my intention. Get with me on that week.
He ain't gonna raise nobody fast.
So, Mike Wyatt, now with you saying that, who is?
We slow. Anybody fast, he ain't gonna raise. Yeah, worry about that. He ain't about a test monkey.
Who is it that you'd like to see him grab a lane with?
Anybody. It don't make no difference. Anybody. Tell him, I like to see him run. I like to see him run, Mr. St. Patrick.
Oh. So you saying Mr. St. Patrick, when it come back out versus the Mule?
Yeah, I like to see that. That's a good race. Since he's fast.
Okay.
Well, Big Kenny. What was one like that?
Oh, Big Kenny. Now, this how I feel, though. I feel that if the Iron Mule, if testing go well, I think him and Big Kenny might be something that he would, he might jump in the water.
Mm-hmm. He ain't going to jump in. Don't worry about it. That motherfucker's scared. He can't swim.
God dang.
Man, give me a little time and holler at me because I hard to sell a whoop ticket right now. I'm not ready, but I will be ready. And shortly, though. Give me a little time. Yeah.
I like the sound of that. I like.
Yeah. I ain't going to try to tell no wolf ticket.
Before you go, now, being that Mike Wyatt said the Big B is back, who do you feel, even though you said he's slow and all, who do you feel would be a good race for the B?
I mean, I hate to talk for people, but I would bet money here that he couldn't beat Marvin Harvey. I bet cash money on that.
I would bet money you can't give me runners.
Oh.
Well, I told you I can't talk for nobody, but the man asked me my opinion, and I gave him my opinion, but I can't line a race up for Marvin. But if Marvin would decide to run Big B, I would bet heavy with Marvin.
Oh, shit.
So call Marvin and see can you make that happen.
Let me see. I think I got Marvin number. We might commit now. Before I call him, is this something you interested in, Mike Wyatt? Now, I wouldn't
I told him anything in his club besides that one he got, we try.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get Mr. Marvin on here because I like old Marvin. Marvin will race. So we're going to get old Marvin on here and see if we can get something right there for the Wayne Brown, right there for the Wayne Brown show. Let's see if he answers.
Hey, look, I got to get off the phone, but if you get Marvin, you can tell Marvin I'll put the damn money out. He ain't got to worry about that part.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, I got the run though, but you can tell him you ain't got to worry about that part.
All right. Get him on.
All right.
Let me see. Let's see if I can get him back on here. He probably, you know what? I bet you seen that. See, my number come up as being from New York, so maybe he's seen that number. I just text him. Let's see if he'll answer the phone. He must not. He must be busy. But
what number
I like
you doing?
I like,
What number you dialed here?
I dialed a, I'm getting a 6067 number.
Yeah, that's a number.
That's a number. All right, well, yeah. Cause I'd like to now. How would that race go down? Would y'all now? I know y'all boys is motor, gas. Would y'all? Wouldn't that be gas on gas, or y'all go? What y'all gonna do?
We gonna accommodate him anyway you want to run.
And cause I know now, Mike, why you nasty? And I know you like that button. So you old school. You like that button. You like to put the. You like to put that in my voice. That butt naked tune up in it. And put all that jug on it, and you like to have a goddamn big beast snorting through the pipe.
Well, we try anything, man.
But I think that would be a good race for the brown race. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, hold on. They told me to call. Well, let me. All right. Let me see if I can get this one on. I'm getting text on the back line. Call this number. So let me put this number in. See if I can get this person. All right, let's see. Boys, I think the boys must got a meeting or something tonight. Can't get. Yeah, I can't get none of them boys on. Boys must got a goddamn meeting. Ah, darn. I don't know. Maybe my guess. All right, they said call the number back. Let's see. Answer the phone. Hey, if somebody is on this line that has ties with the Ford agitator, can you please hit the one button? If you are a Ford agitator, can you please hit the one button? You know, just some friendly, good little. I'd like to see this race my damn self, Lord. So to the old school VMPs. Getting it on right there. I'd love to see it. I would love to see it. So if anybody is on here that has ties with the Ford agitators, I don't want it to be somebody that say they can speak. I want Marvin Harvell or Mr. C or somebody. If you can hit the one button, because I got none other than the nasty Mike Wyatt on here. And look, Mike Wyatt, one of your partners is on here. He ain't hit the one button yet. He must be driving that truck. But I know y'all mouth fit to be get to be nasty. Cause is Sugar Avery coming out anytime soon, Mike Wyatt?
It was there. I walked away from the phone. What'd you say?
Oh, they said call Marvin now. All right, let's see if we is Suge Avery coming soon?
I don't know, man. It's gonna be a toss up. We try to get it out there.
Okay. Well, look, why don't y'all can bring out a streetcar. All right, here we go. Marvin calling me, so maybe he'll answer. All right, here we go.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Trying to call me.
Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
All right. Let me. He's trying to call me. I'm trying to call him. Maybe. All right. Here we go. Let's see. All right. Here we go. Ah, Mr. Marvin Harvell.
What's going on?
I'm gonna give you the 411. I'm gonna give it to you like it is, driver. One of your teammates, and you know that Mew, was just on here on the show, and he said that if you and this guy on this phone with me lock in for Will Brown's show, he going to bet the money.
Who is that?
I'm going to let you hear. He can talk to yourself. He's a little nasty now. You got to watch him. He wears glasses, and he sprays nitrous on everything he drives. I'm just going to introduce him as that.
Yeah, nitrous man, huh?
Yeah, you can speak up there, gangster.
Well, his partner the one throwing it out there, so he'd like to see the race, so we like to have.
You can hear that.
Mr. Mules, he like to see you ride the Big B.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah? The Big B.
Hell, I'm going to look at it.
Okay, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see about that, though. Yeah, we'll work something out. I got to get the car right first, JB.
I hear you. That's why I said I'd call you and, you know, we'd see, you know, talk to you straight face to face instead of putting stuff out there, this and that. But the man on here said, he feel that you and him will be a good little race. Either way you go about it, motor to motor, gas from gas. So, you know, he told me to get you on here and, you know, he'll feel a little nasty tonight.
Yeah, well, I definitely gonna get back with you. I'm gonna get the car right. I'm gonna let you know something. I'm working on it now. I hope I get it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I think they also got a street car in the camp now too. Am I right, Mike Wyatt?
Oh yeah, they got old Norman in there.
No, but I think y'all got a street car in y'all camp. Y'all got a street car in your camp now, right?
Who Mike got a street car? What kind of street car they got there?
I think Mike Wyatt got
a license and insurance.
Oh, so when you say street car, you talking about Big B?
That's right. Got a license and insurance and go where you want to go. Pipes running out the front of the tire.
Big B terrorizing around here right now.
I didn't know that you was talking about. Now that's interesting. I did not know you were talking about the Big B. I thought maybe y'all had like, you know, something like a little. Some, you know, a little street car, like, you know, some cruise around every day. I didn't know you was talking about that Bad B.
Oh, heavy-ass street car, man. Ain't no more street car.
Okay.
All the lights work. Everything work on. Everything.
Okay.
God almighty.
That man said this big. So,
Big B terrorizing
are you going to... Yeah, so it's Big B. So you going to drive the B to the track May 28th?
We can. Ain't no problem. We can.
Bumper going wicked, ain't it, JB?
He is. So, fellas, let me ask y'all something. While I got y'all on here, what's a race that y'all want to see happen between the local guys right there in VMP that can happen on the 28th? Cars that you know that are ready to go of a race that you'd like to see. Try to kick off some of this local action again. What race would y'all like to see?
Damn. It's quite a few good races, JB, man, but we can't get no test time in this motherfucker, man. Then with it.
Can't get no test.
You know what I'm saying?
You
hate to go up there and mess the show up, you know, with cars and ain't right, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I definitely hear you. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something else. This weather ain't doing much better. Cause I'm gonna tell you, man, I love the good mother nature. The good Lord is gonna do what it's gonna do. But man, it looked like another week we can't go to that track, man. It's tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain again this week, man.
Yeah, it's tough.
But
definitely tough right now.
But we're gonna try, JB, man. I'm gonna try hard, man. Try to get it down the track, man. I ain't got it down the track from the little last show, man. You know.
So look, I got one more question because somebody texted me in the group. I know you ain't big on Facebook, and I'm okay with that because I kind of done leaned off it a little bit myself, and you know I don't do a lot on Facebook, but. There's a listener right now that said, if you make the trip, if you get the car ironed out, can they see you and the Boss Baby?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Okay.
Most
right.
Definitely.
And I know I don't think you're real big on Facebook and all this, and I respect that. A lot of people ain't. Some people aren't. But I know that there's some listeners on here and some people that would love to see this race, because I'm going to tell you, the man got something in for you, Marv. Man got something in for you. He want to do you so bad, and I know you want to do the same. So I just, if testing goes well, we might get to see you and the Boss Baby.
Oh, yeah. If I can get down the track, yeah, I would try.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we'll try.
Glad you asked that question.
Yeah,
like
we'll definitely try.
I like that. I like that. Now, see, that's a race that I know a lot of people definitely want to see, is that one right there. Because, I don't know. Hey, so have y'all ever ran before, Bob?
No.
Okay. So if y'all done tried, y'all done had it locked in or something like that, and then didn't end up running, so this is a long one coming.
Oh yeah, but Merlin got a couple of tests. I think we can. I might try to hit before then. I think so.
Oh yeah.
I think Merlin.
You're right. I think they got a test. I want to say this Sunday. If I'm not. Oh, hold on. Fat Albert is on. Fat Albert, help us out. What is Sunday? Is it Sunday, Fat Albert?
Yeah, I'm here. JB, man, stop wasting your time, man. These guys ain't going to race, man. They scared to take a L. It's only a handful of cars out of VMP going to race. Tron, Green Brothers, JC when his car comes back, maybe Jamie Turner, Chicken. That's it, CT. But that's it, man. These guys, all these years, man, we can't get nobody to race because they so goddamn scared to take a L, man. Move on, man. Move on. This shit here is ridiculous, man. Like at the fish fry, what did I say on the mic? Get tired of everybody keep saying, how come nobody out of VMP will race? Nobody out of VMP will race. Because they so scared to take a L. All you can win, you know what they might why taught me? All you can win is some fucking money. That's it. But they so goddamn scared to race, and they want to run people that's 3/10 slower than they are. They'll lock that in real quick. Man, these guys don't want to race nobody, man. You're wasting your air time, man. Talk about the races this weekend, man. I'd rather talk about Brian and Ricky Fox and Tron and Boogie, man. Guys that's going to actually race. I couldn't take it no more. I had to hit the one button, man. This shit getting boring.
So you telling me you think that, so what you're telling me is you feel that if Marvin Harvell, he go out there, he ain't gonna take the gamble with Boss Baby?
Boss Baby offered that man the break and he wouldn't take it. Man, come on. Get out of here, man, with that. He told him all you got to do is lock it in right now and you got the break. And he wouldn't do it. Come on, man. That's a waste. I done ran more when my car was running than half of these guys. God damn, man. The shit like they so scared to race. If they lose, they lose. I lost 4 or 5 races in a row. I don't care. Me and Wyatt just keep a racing. That's what you build a car for. That's what you put your money in these cars for, to go race. Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody want to go out on ladies night and make test passes all goddamn day. Man, get out of here with that, man. That's all they want to do, man. Come on, move on with the show, man. Let's talk about the big race this weekend. I'd rather talk about shit that's actually going to happen. If the rain gods hold out, we're going to talk about them two big races that's going to happen at MR. Shit is ridiculous, man, out of BMP. I hate to say BMP is my home track. I hate to say that. But don't nobody want to race, but just a handful. And the bad part about it, JB, and the bad part about it, we got fast cars out of BMP. We got good cars, but don't nobody want to race it because they're so scared to take a L.
We do got some fast cars now. I tell you, you right about that.
Yeah, but nobody want to race. Oh, what do you run? Oh, can he run 5? I run 5.0. What do you run? A 5.40? Oh, yeah, lock him in. Come on, man. Get out of here with that. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. People ask me all the time, but how come nobody out of BMP want to come race? Man, I don't know. Your guess is good as mine.
Now, Fat Albert, somebody just sent me a question in the group. Said, when will they, this is exactly what he said. What about Dirty Red? When is the return of Dirty Red?
He's trying to get his car together. I forgot to say Red name. Red, it's like I said, JB, it's only a handful of people that will actually go out there and race. Red waiting on parts. But when everything was good and parts was coming in, nobody was racing but a few people. I'd be glad when we can get Sugar Gabriel back together. You ain't never got to worry about somebody asking us to race. Me and Mike White doing everything we can to get that car back.
So how far you think you out there, Fat Albert?
We waiting on the heartbeat. Just waiting on the heartbeat. I just had to come on and say that, man. I'm going back.
I hope you do get your testing. I hope you do good on testing. I think we need that race.
10-4, JB. I'll let you know, brother. I'll let you know
Yeah, we need that race. And look, don't let that man disrespect you again by telling he gonna give you the break.
Well, give me the break.
That's what Fat Albert just said. The man said he gonna give you the break.
Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah, we it's really getting exciting there. Mm-hmm.
He said that he had to lock in that right then and there to get that. He had to lock in that. But now that's off the table now. You had your chance with that. No, that's off the table.
Okay, well, you know, we might get him some. We might get him some if everything go well.
You ain't going to give the man. Don't even sit there and tell that.
You never know. You never know. You never know. But I damn sure gonna let you know, JB. Soon as I get the testing, I'll let you know. Ain't no big thing. Ain't nothing to do with the race car, the race.
Yeah, now look, all right. Now, Fat Albert did have a good point. Now, who you like in these races this weekend? You got two good ones. You got G-Body Mafia with Franklin Saint taking on Boogeyman. And you got Brian F. Running Dog taking on Ricky Fox and Cannibal. Who you like?
It's Act Right, JB. It's not Running Dog. It's Act Right. That's his CB handle, Running Dog. His car name, Act Right.
Well, Act Right. Who you like there, Bob?
I hope Act Right can get a chance to get him. I hope so. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. I got to give him credit. He's trying.
Okay. Now, what about the other one? Who you like? Who you like? Who you like in Franklin Saint taking on the Boogeyman?
Who is the book? I don't know the Boogeyman. Who is the Boogeyman?
The gray S10 truck with the blower supercharger.
Oh yeah, I'm going with Franklin Saint.
Okay, all right.
I like Franklin Saint.
That's good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff there.
So
So Maryland is still on?
They just posted an update about 2 hours ago, said they're still on schedule. They're monitoring the weather. There is a chance, I guess, for sprinkles, but I guess being that the weather, the temperature is supposed to still be in the 70s, I think. So if it's a pop-up shower, you can dry it and still get. So I think it's like I said, it's still on schedule.
10-4. Try to make that.
Yep. So if you want to get you something off your chest, go ahead and, there you go, Saturday. The MIR, total night of chaos.
Tenfold, JB, man. I'm going to get ready to get out. I got to get out in the work in the morning. I appreciate you calling me, man. I'll get back with you, JB, on that, man.
All right, Marvin.
All right, man. Thank you, man.
Mike White, you still there, Mike White?
I'm still here, JB.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Fat Albert did have a good point now. Fat Albert did have a – so, Mike White, while I got you on here, because you've been in it a long time. I will give you that. You've been in it a long time. What is it going to take? Is it going to take, the Friday nights? What is it going to take for people to really, do you feel – all right, this is how I want to say it. Do you feel – now, if Marvin goes testing this weekend, I'm going to give him – goes testing, and the car makes a move, go down the track, you think he's going to lock somebody in for winning Brown race?
Nope.
Is it what Fat Albert is saying? Is it – because I don't think it's the money. Because, some people will run – I've been at the track before, and I done seen two motherfuckers run for 100 on 100. $50, $200, $300, stuff that you can afford. So I don't think it's money. So are we saying it's basically just the fact of having to wear the L?
That's what it is, man. We got scared to lose, man.
Wear the L. God.
He should have been Red Boss, baby. Big block is a small block. Shit. No that way.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I did not know the man offered the man the break. I ain't gonna lie. If my car, I'd have to make a certain kind of way for my car to get down the fucking track. I'm gonna have to take the break. Shit.
Man, he done offered that man so many races. Shit. Boys ain't gonna run. Herman neither. Herman ain't gonna run nobody neither. Ain't none of them boys gonna run. Unless they knew they can win, they got 2-3 tenths covered or something.
I know what I want to see, Mike White. The return of J.C. Richardson. The return of J.C. Richardson.
Oh, that'd be that real soon. Might be that this weekend. Never know.
Because I'm going to tell you, and I know he's on here somewhere. I know Greg Mealy is on this goddamn show. And I'd really like him to hit the one button. Greg, if you don't hit the one button, I want to know who is on the hit list. Who is on the hit list for 69 Steel? That's what I want to know, JC hit list for 69 Steel. That's really what I want to know. Because I know one thing about JC, JC will – gotta give him credit. JC will go out there.
Oh, yeah.
He will go out there. Oh, here you go. I think this is him, too. Oh, shit. Here we go. Now, Greg Mealy, is that you, Greg Mealy?
JB, what's happening, JB?
What's going on, Greg? What's going on? Hey, Greg, now this is what I want. I'm going to ask you two questions. First, I know you were just listening. Do you agree with that? That it's not about the money. People are just afraid of taking that L and having to wear it. Because wearing an L means, I'm going to tell you some real shit. Being that I've been doing this Not as long as some of y'all, but I've been doing it. I remember I was in college going to Bobby Cole. I was going to races every week in college.
Mm-hmm.
Back before, you know, I mean, they were road racing with the clock, so all kinds of shit. But back then, they didn't have no Facebook. So if you took an L, guess what? You just took the L there.
Yeah, I forgot.
You didn't
about
have
it
to get on. Yeah. You didn't have to hear about it on DMV Grudge, No Time Racing, this person. You had to hear about it from the people you see. Oh, yeah, you got fucked up yesterday. But are we saying that Facebook made it to where now people don't want to take the L because of Facebook?
I think, JB, if it ain't in you, it just ain't in you, JB. If you're not a grudge racer, it's just not in you.
So,
I don't think
so,
it's Facebook.
So it's
I just think you scared to take a hit. It ain't because of Facebook. You just ain't in it. You just don't want to grudge.
Okay. I can. And you know what? I can feel you on that, Greg, because it'd be, you know what? I'd have been, like I said, I'd have been to races. Shit, we done did a race at a track that I guarantee you not one person on this show know about. We was at Chilton County one day. We did a race, in Chilton County, and I'm talking about some straight cornbread motherfuckers. I'm talking middle of a fucking cornfield, and we had Ebola that was from I's crew, and then you had Jolly Rancher on the other side. Do you know that them motherfuckers wanted to run so bad, Greg? The track didn't have a dragger. Didn't have a dragger. So to get the race off, they went over to the field and took two tractor tires off the tracker, hooked them to a chain on the other tractor, and dragged rubber into the tractor until they got it good enough that them boys ran for like 20,000 aside on a track that, I'm telling you, they didn't even have a dragger. So, I mean, at a point, I see what you're saying. You could be right. Some people is just in them. Like that, like JC, let's be honest. JC will race.
Yeah.
He will race. You can't take it from the man. If the man, and you know, he always sit there with the little smirk on his face, legs crossed, sitting on the car, like, yeah. And I know he will race. Now, do he win them all? No. But at the end of the day, he know, all right, look, I go out here, I can either get my head knocked off or I can cut the wind light off. I can go home with less money, I can go home with more money. But I'm racing. And one thing JC doesn't do, he don't take – now, you got some people out here, Greg, that race, and they just – like, it'd be a race that they really can't win. Like, you got some people that will race just to say they racing, and then people are showing, oh, yeah, at least they racing. But at that point, if you know somebody really can't win, is that a race we even want to see?
No.
Like that, you know,
no.
You got some people out there that really, oh, yeah, I'm bringing action. Okay, but, you know, I want to see, like, all right, take it for instance. Lions, Tigers, and Bears. That's a hell of a race that got locked in the other day. You got Copperhead versus Bullet Bill. That's going to be, I'm telling you, you got two people that like to race. You got Detroit and his crew. You got Copperhead and his crew. Them fuckers race. One thing you cannot say anything bad about, Copperhead will race. It don't matter if it's that blue fucking street car or Copperhead. The bitch will race. He been doing it, and
I can't lie,
he been doing it for years.
I don't see how he don't get Grudge Racer of the Year every year.
I can't even knock what you're saying.
For one car, he travel, and he's going to race about two or three times. Him and Meek, they're going to race two or three races every race, and we'll travel.
Yep. All right, so now we're about to get a little nasty. And look, I want this uncut, Greg. I want this that right. uncut, Shaw City, nasty mouth stuff.
That's
I want
the only
this
way
uncut
I come,
JB. All right, there we go. That's what I want. All right. Who is JC's top five on the hit list? I know y'all got it mapped out. Don't lie to me, Greg.
I ain't got it mapped out, but I'm going to tell you like this. Everybody that we probably lost to, I mean, we probably want some get back. That's just plain and simple. Everybody that we beat, and we'll get them, they'll get back. Like Kevin Wright, he want his get back. He can get it. Chicken, we want our get back. We'll take it, you know. King Kong offered me something. Hey, he give it to me, I take it.
Oh, so I mean, what is it that King? You gotta talk to me, Greg. Talk to me nicely, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna put it out there where he offered me. I'm gonna let him. I'm gonna let him put it out there where he offered me.
Oh my God!
He give it to me. Hey, got head first on his ass.
Mm.
That goddamn Ricky Fox. I'm sick of him.
Oh, you sick of him?
Sick of him.
Oh, so
yeah, I'm sick of him.
So what you're saying is, okay, I'm feeling that now. I'm feeling it. So I got, you said, that I was Chicken, Kevin Wright, Ricky Fox. Okay. And I'm betting Lil Durrell too. Lil Durrell?
Oh, Lil Durrell, man. We're going to run out of his life.
Okay. All right, so that's four. I like this. Now, all right, next question. How soon are we going to see this return? Is this return coming William Brown or early like this week?
That I can't answer, JB. I can't answer that one.
Oh, you being nasty.
I would like it be sooner the better, you know, but I can't answer that, JB.
Okay. I like.
But once he come back, you know,
okay.
It'll be a whole lot of shoulder tapping.
God almighty. See, that's what, hey, can y'all, all right, do me a favor. Can we get, now, I know that ladies' night has become, and I know people tell me all the time, I don't want to see that 495, and I understand, I don't either. So, can we get, what do we got to do to get some, I want, you know, because Friday night, you know, when you get off work, and you like, shit, I ain't got shit to do. You know, you might want to get a cold, you know, cooler beer, put you some good music on, ride the track. What Friday night race, Greg, can we get, or do you think that should happen at VMP that will bring it back to the old days? I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong, ladies' night is still a good crowd. But what race is going to bring it?
I'm going to tell you two good races. Well, possibly
all right.
A couple of good races. I would think Franklin Saint versus William Brown.
Oh!
That opponent.
Oh!
I think that's a good one.
All right.
JC versus Chicken.
Okay.
I
knew that was coming. And you know what? You know why that race is going to be big? Because you got two people, and I'll say this. They racing. You know, Showstopper's been racing. JC has been racing the last few years. The motherfuckers is traveling. Y'all boys that went to, you know, South Carolina. Y'all that went. And you know what, y'all, you know, and people see it. Because that's why when people say, oh, who raced from VMP, they do see it. They know. Hey, the first couple names you're going to hear, you might hear Chicken. You might hear JC. You'll hear, like you said, the guys that, Like Fat Out. Fat Out was just named off most of them right there. They will race. You know?
I'll tell you one, JB. Yeah. I'll tell you one that I really want to go across his neck, but I'm scared he's going to light the boys up. That's the only reason I don't want to do it. That's that goddamn Juice man. He cries so much. He's still mad about that ass cutting on that 10-5 King.
Oh, my God. Now, I know, so are you talking about Michael Mott?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so what you're saying is Michael Martin is still mad from that 10-5 ass cutting that JC gave him a few years ago.
Yes, sir. I'm talking about hot. Hotter than fifth street.
But what you're saying is you want to, so basically you want to get him before he cut that board on. Or you're saying you don't want
to. If he promised not to cut the board on, I cut his nuts off.
You cut his nuts off. Now, see, Greg Miller, you just put something out there really good. Now, that would be one hell of a Friday night. I know I could probably talk to Tyler and talk to – you think, man, that would pack the trap. Mike Martin, the rematch, because what are they 1-0, right? Joe up, or is it 1-1?
Yeah.
Did he win one?
I don't think Michael Martin – I don't know if Michael Martin beat Jay before. I don't know.
I need it.
All I know is that one race.
See, that we need to work on that. Let me see, you know, but you feel, or you, yeah, I'd have heard the same thing.
I think he's going to cut the light boards on, so it ain't no need.
I had heard that he was going to run that, what's that class, PDRA, with the 10-5 class? That's what I heard, too, so I hear what you're saying, but damn, man, yeah.
Ricky Fox got me mad because he called us an appetizer.
So what you telling me is Cannibal?
But the only thing, JB,
Cannibal calls.
Call 69 still an appetizer, but I keep telling JC, leave him alone. You know, I'm a fold man to heart, JB.
I don't want Jay to kill him, man.
So I keep telling Jay, let him get a bad Jay. Just let him talk. But Ricky, he started getting to the point that, you know, what you get before your appetizer? What you order before appetizer?
You get a nice sweet tea and water, though.
Yeah, water with lemon. That's all you need. He a water with lemon. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
You don't get it. I'm going to let Brian take care of him first.
So what you're saying is you betting with Brian Epps this weekend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
You know what, JB?
Okay.
I forgot all about my boy.
Who is your buddy?
When last time you seen full clip? I mean, half clip.
You're right. Pick hasn't been out with it in a while. And, you know, I knew at one time he said he was redoing. I tell you one thing I know about him. He is turning out some work right now. So I really don't even know. I think it's at the point now where the work he's doing on cars, I don't even think he got enough time to do his own, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be waiting on him. And what about Dino? Boy, he tells so many lies, don't make no sense.
Oh, so you saying Dino is on the list, too?
Oh, Dino might be number two or three on the list.
I'd like to see that one thing about them. I'm gonna say it too. I don't care who know it, whatever. I will tell Brandon Judry and what's that guy named on the car? I can't think of it. Goddamn name.
Oh, Brandon Journey.
Brandon Driver.
Brandon Journey and Jane.
Jamie Turner. But
yeah.
One thing I will say, them guys will. That's another. They will fucking race.
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers will race. I will say that. Them motherfuckers. But so yeah, we got some. All right. So we got a good list. So I hope now. See, I feel like you're not telling me everything. I feel like JC is gonna go out there this weekend or somewhere he going. And I hope he do, because I love to see JC.
No,
at,
I'm in Massachusetts. I ain't going to be back in time. I'm in Massachusetts. I don't think he ain't going nowhere, I don't think.
But the week, now,
when we move, we're going to move in silence, JB. But just
okay,
believe,
okay.
When I tap on the shoulder, you just know, oh, yeah, they've been somewhere.
Oh, I got another text. See, there's a group of the people that can talk and send me. Oh, this message says the race that everybody wants to see is Showstopper versus JC. And
it ain't gonna be no hold up on our end. And I don't think it would be a hold up on theirs either, but
one thing I will say about that old bitch, and I'm gonna tell him just, I know he's listening. Mm-hmm. And if he wanna click the one and say something about it, he can say something. But one thing about that old bitch, that bitch will go out there, and he got a driver that go out there too, he get a little nasty. That Ron Green get a little nasty too, that little red ass. They get a little nasty and they wanna, you know, they get nasty and all this. But
every time I see chicken, every time I see, I tell him, hey, I got to have you back. I got to have you.
God almighty. But you know what? What are y'all? Are y'all 1-1? What is that?
I think he up one. I don't know if Jay ever beat chicken. I think they only raced one time, I think. I ain't for sure now.
Okay.
As far as I know. Yeah, but we won the shootout that night, and then we lost to him in the grudge race.
Yeah, I remember. I was there. That was, and, man, did you see, right when they announced that race, everybody. See, that's what we need on Friday night. It don't have to be 20, 30, 50 grudge races. You need, on a Friday, you need one or two solid good ones right there. Two locals. Hold on. Uh-oh. Somebody hit the one on us. Greg Miller. Somebody might want to talk to you from Maryland, Greg Miller. Somebody hit the one button.
Oh, no. Digging my buddy.
Number ending in 6404. Somebody on the 240-6404. Your mic's open.
They hit the button by mistake, JB.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they hit the button by mistake.
Oh, okay, let me close him up. I was about to say he damn sure is happy.
I forgot is one more.
Who is the one more, Greg?
Hey. It ain't nothing better than get you a nice old whore on Friday night.
Oh! So what you... Hold on now. Now, you done got nasty now, Greg. So what you saying...
Ain't nothing like getting a nice little old whore on Friday night.
Oh, my God. Tron Barrett, if you listening, you cannot let this man get on here and talk.
I tell Tron, every time I see him, Tron, I tell him. He told me, let him get tested first. Let him get tested. I said, I'm waiting. Same thing, little Daryl. Let him get tested first. I'm waiting. And we ain't need tested yet.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting.
I like this. See, Greg, you giving me, and see, this is stuff, when I sit down with Tyler and we talk, this is the type of stuff, you know, it don't have to happen at a event. I don't have to make no money. Nobody, no promoters needed. Friday night, grab your man and let's get, that's what I'm talking about. Get busy. All I want to do, I'll tell you what I want to do, Greg. I just want to sit back, give me a couple of Heinekens and talk shit. That's really all I want to do.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's all I want to do. But you done gave me a few races that, another message from the, okay. Now, Greg, somebody in the group said Dirty Red was not on your list. Now, is there a reason Dirty Red was not on your list?
Man, Red don't want that smoke. I mean,
if he wants to get on the list,
he can get on the list. But I ain't going to put him on the list.
I'm going to do my Brian Epps. Ho, 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 ho. So you telling me if Red get his stuff, when Red get right and come back, you saying Red don't want them problems?
Hell to the no.
Oh,
see, Mike Wyatt still on the phone.
So Mike Wyatt, your mic is open. Mike Wyatt, is this man telling the truth?
I'm gonna stay out of that one. I'm gonna be a peacemaker.
I told him, hey, I said, hey, I'm not gonna.
Hey, won't be my boys, man. Won't be my boys.
If he want to get on the list, he can get on the list. I'm not going to put him on the list. But if he want to get on the list, he can get on the list.
Lord. And I know Red in here somewhere. So I know Red in here somewhere. He read it. He really want to light you on. He want to say something. But I know.
Nah,
it's
ain't nothing to say.
Like,
I just said,
yeah,
if he want to get on the list, he can get on the list. I'm not going to put him on the list. But if he want to get on it, he can get on it.
I like, see, now stuff like this, you could do, this would be a good, that would be one hell of a, either one of them, Mike Wyatt, if it was Chicken versus JC or JC versus Red on a Friday night, Lord, the track would be packed.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no comment.
I might have to, you know what? I'm going to get my buddy, my trophy guy, to make me up a big key, Greg. And we going to call, you know how everybody talk about keys to the track?
You might well get it to us then.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my buddy, my trophy guy, my metal guy, make me up a bit. And I know if somebody tries to steal my idea, I came from here first, but I'm going to get a big-ass key, like you can hang off a chain. And it'd be the key to the track. Lord have mercy.
We will run any no-time car at Dinwiddie. If they 5-inch or bigger, they got to give something. If they sit anywhere similar, hey, we got to have anybody at
Dinwiddie. Okay. God have mercy. Anybody at Dinwiddie. So, go back. So now, all right, now before, because you just said something, and I'm going to tell you, Greg, are you saying any 484?
At Dinwiddie? From Dinwiddie?
At Dinwiddie. Because I'm going to tell you, Greg, there is a 484 that has been stirred up a little bit, that has been said, and,
oh,
you know,
man,
I already know
who you're talking about, and he already tried to jump on us, and I told him. If he gives the clear, I will run him.
Who am I talking about?
Fuck. You probably talking about Pandemic.
Yeah, I'm talking about Pandemic. So
I know, because I got 4 phone calls from 4 different people on Pandemic on JC.
Oh. So Pandemic.
And
y'all want the clear.
You know what? Fuck it, JB. I'm going to hit the fuck it button. Tell him give me the fucking back tie. Fuck him.
Okay. God, Edmund.
And he know the reason why. He know the reason why. I ain't going to put it out. Me and him, we already talked. He already know the reason.
Man. Now, see, that's some good action, too, because I forgot you got... You know, you got Pony Boy. You know, you just said the whore. Then you got, what is it, Hancock will be coming out pretty soon with another
Lord,
car.
I forgot about Hancock. I don't know.
You got to strap in for that one, Jackson.
Yeah,
that man,
I got to catch him on a bad day.
But you know, Greg, that's it.
That motherfucker's trolling. Now, I think him and Pandemic be a great race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, yeah.
Him and Pandemic be a great race.
And see, I can tell you, that's probably going to happen. I mean, it's going to have to happen because, you know, I'm going to tell you why it's going to have to happen. You got two personalities, and both of them are going to want to be the king of the trap. You know, the baddest 484 at BMP. Both of them, you know, they're going to want to be the baddest 484 at BMP. So they're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you done stirred up some good stuff tonight. I done took notes of this because these are some races that could happen and be really good.
And I think Boss Baby and Freak Nasty would be a good race.
Ah, Boss Baby. You know what? Is Freak Nasty going to be the May Wimbledon race?
It's a good chance. Good chance he will.
Man, you know what, Greg, you might have to start getting on here and giving me, because that would be a good race.
Mm-hmm.
Freak Nasty versus the Boss Baby. I lay up. I'd like to see that. So if you were to say right now, I got a good question from my nephew. Nephew just texted me. He said, who do you think right now, at VMP, who do you think right now could claim the baddest 484 at the track?
I don't think nobody can claim it at VMP because really, ain't nobody really did no racing at VMP for 484. I say put all of them in the shootout.
Put all of them in the shootout. Now, give me some. Now, let me ask you, would this be a good shootout? All right. So these are the names that we throw in the head, I guess, right? All right. So being that, you know, Kong, because I guess you'd have to throw Kong in there. Kong.
Who's Kong?
Pony Boy.
Kong.
Kong. Kong.
Oh, you talking about the DMV. You ain't talking about VMP.
I'm talking about BMP.
You say throw Kong? You talking about King Kong?
Well, I mean, the owner is from Virginia.
Who, Hatton?
Well, I mean, you know, hey, I'm just saying the crew. So where would you put, all right, so let me ask you this. Where would you put the car there? Look, the owner
wrong.
Home track. Look, nope. The man just texted me, he said, the owner's home track is BMP.
Oh, okay.
The owner.
I didn't know that.
The owner's home track is BMP.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
So,
I didn't know all right. That.
So, listen, here we go. So, this would be a good one. So, King Kong, Pandemic, Tyler, let's see, Tyler. I guess you'd have to, so you just throw all y'all in the barrel, this one. Chicken, JC, who else 484? That would probably, Roddy and my man, they 484, 5-inch. So I guess you'd have to say 5-inch or smaller. So, man, that'd be what, 5-6 right there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, think about that shootout one Friday night. And I guess, but you said he gonna class race. Because I was about to say, you could Michael Martin, and then all you need is one more.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good guy there.
Well, that's the case.
Oh, the whore.
Yeah.
And Tron. And
yeah,
the whore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. Lord, I'm going to tell you, you wouldn't need anything but those eight and just test them too. Lord, that motherfucker going to be packed.
Yeah. Well, I just say, well, fuck the shootout and just tell all them big name ones, hey, give me the clear.
Greg, me and I do like
fuck
your
it.
Style.
Have a
one thing about it.
Fuck it. Give me the clear.
One thing I do like your style because you, one thing you will say, now, that I respect that because a lot of people. people do not like to say Red Rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I know when to say Red Rock now.
All right. So you, like, yeah. So basically, I know what you're trying to say. What other, so there's a few calls in that shootout that you would want to clear from.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I tell you what. If they give me the clear, and if I win, I might turn around and run them head the fuck up.
Mm. Oh, shit. I like that.
Anything happen
to Look, nephew on. He listening, Greg. He said he listening. CT said he listening. Yeah, he listening.
Hadn't already told me that clear would be a good race for us. If we come non-locker, it'll be a good race. That's what he told me. He offered me the clear. Hey, I ain't going to turn it down. I'd be a fool to.
I hear you.
What do you think, JB? Come out, offer you something. We were telling him, I run your head up.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. If a man offers you something and you feel you got enough to stay out there, you got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, right. Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm getting all this down because I like my idea. Like I said, keys to the... Everybody talk about keys to the track. Get you a big, you know. I like to see more racing on Friday nights because I'm gonna tell you, man, Greg, getting older and older. The traveling I used to do at 24, 25, I was having fun, but I was young. When you get close to 40, I can't do it no more.
Them long rides hurt you,
man. I used to,
and
people don't even think
all
I can
night
prove.
Long, then got to drive back home.
People don't think I did it, but I remember one day, I tell you no lie, I remember I got off work at 1:30 from Jay Sarge when I was working for Jay Sarge, and I drove 14 and a half hours straight to, No Problem Raceway. For one of Bobby Cole's races way back. Man, I drove that whole, man. You could do that back in the day. You could do it. But now, I'm going to tell you what. I had a rough night last night, driver. Them nights, boy, they getting worse on you, man. They getting worse.
Fair.
Hey, CT said, what's your schedule looking like when you get ready? Because he That race you're talking about.
What, the clear?
Yep.
If he's talking about the clear, it's what his schedule look like. It ain't what my schedule look like.
I think he want to know when you going to be. You know, he ain't going to. See, one thing about nephew,
like I said, if he give me the clear, I'll follow him to any track he go.
God,
give me his schedule. I come to him.
Nephew, you might have to hit the one button, nephew. Man said give you his schedule. I'd like to see that race. I would like to see that. That's a race where, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be some gambling on that race. Who else? Now, I'm going to tell you, that'd be one hell of a race. King Kong, the back, the clear to JC.
I had to take that gamble, Jay. I had to take that, JB. I'm sorry. I had to take that gamble. If he clears, I'd walk over and shake his motherfucking hand. Fuck it. Try to find me somebody else.
He said, all right, he just texted me. He said he, you know, he listening to the online link, and he can't, you know.
Uh-huh.
He listening to the online link. He ain't called in, but he said he going to hit you up tomorrow, and y'all, you see, that's what I like about people that really want to race. They can, he going to call you, you call him, and y'all can work it out. Ain't got to be 300 people trying to say you scared, he scared, trying to stop the race, all this. Let the two
one
people
thing about
that,
it,
you know,
either
that,
both counts. I know both counts. Both counts ain't scared to race. But me and Marquise already talked about it, and he brung it up. And I was like, what? Really? You think that'd be a good race? Shit, I take it.
Now,
he
look,
did step us. He did step us. I had to come no lockup.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, let me tell you something. I guess he's listening. Pony Boy just texted me back.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
right. He said, yeah, right. He sit like me, head up.
Tell him lock that line.
I just
like him. Tell him
I
lock that line.
All right, I'm going to tell him you said
he
lock.
He already talked to Pony Boy, and I already told him we don't sit alike.
God damn, Pony Boy. Pony Boy trying to throw you out there like that, man. That's terrible. All right, there. That, man, got me a little hype. Lord, God darn, CT, I'm going to tell you, he rough on the back. CT said, Pony Boy better go sit in the corner, too. God damn. Motherfuckers is getting a little.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh. Pony Boy, put his chest back out. I think I had the best
nasty.
King Kong on that one.
You had bet with King Kong on that one?
Yeah, I bet with King Kong on that one. That's just like down the other week. I bet with King Kong when he ran salt that one. And I bet with Baby Daddy. And I ain't think he can get Baby Daddy.
You ain't think he can get Baby Daddy?
Nah, I don't think he can mess with Baby Daddy.
But I think they going back out there. One thing I will say about, like I said, grudge races, and it's everybody know it. You don't even have to say it. You don't have to put it out there like, oh, this person will race this person. Real grudge races gonna go back out there.
Yeah, especially if you do something like hit the tires or the car ain't run right or something like that. Oh, yeah, you're going back out there. But if a man just flat out outrun you, oh, no. Nah. You better know how to say Red Rock.
That's true. That is true. So everybody's saying that the talk. But see, now, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm don't get me wrong, I'm praying. I'm hoping everything, you know, I'm hoping everything go right because, yeah, I want to see the race just like everybody else want to see the race. But, man, every time I get my hopes up about no rain, it rains. So, man, it's hard for me to get my hopes up about that. It's hard, man. I don't want to get all pumped
up.
I don't want to get all pumped up and be, oh, man.
Drawing them peso race, man, I was waiting for that race for so long. I said, look at this shit. That big headline race, Black Nasty versus Luminata. That's the race I wanted to see.
Yeah, that was, I'm going to tell you, that race right there, Lord, I'm just saying, I know neither one, you know, when they went through there, whoever lost, they lose, they go on. But, man, do you know what kind of reaction going to happen at that track at that race?
Mm-hmm. Especially if Luminati win that race. Oh, my God. The internet gonna break.
Yeah.
I mean, the man got a nice car now. Pretty car. Look pretty fast, you know, but, hey, he ain't beat nobody up.
Yeah, so, hey, Greg, I feel like you pretty hard on them boys, man.
Man, you got to listen to Keenan now. Keenan make it hard for him.
So you saying? So you saying Keenan
mouth nasty?
So you say? Okay, so you saying Keenan brought this? So you okay? Cause I know you. Pre,
oh
you know.
Yeah. Keenan brought that
okay.
on. Yeah, Keenan mouth nasty. I can't wait to Scott
mouth
school
nasty.
Him at the tree.
Hmm.
And wait till old Scott school him at the tree. Leave him sitting.
Yeah, so when Greg, I know you, have they locked back in another race?
No. This is what I don't understand, JB. Okay.
Or
he told us he'll give us everything in racing, right? The same day we run Black Nasty. But he want to go all the way down the House of Hook. You can pass by MR, you can pass by VMP, and you want us to drive 9 hours all the way down the House of Hook? I don't understand that logic.
So what you saying? What you saying is you're saying that
Black
y'all
National
would take
said they
everything.
Would come up here on a test and tune. For VMP or MIR. Mm. They want to pick June the 2nd and go all the way down the House of Hook.
But hold on. I just heard you say. So you saying somebody was going to get. They were going to give you the everything in drag race?
I was drinking, JB. I was drinking and put my foot in my mouth.
I
put my foot in my mouth.
You,
but look,
I'm
going
to say,
hold my ticket,
huh?
And I might take it, JB.
Back tie, the kick in the clear from a little night.
I broke my head, JB. Big time.
One thing about it
I couldn't
is
ask,
your,
I
you
couldn't
know
ask
what?
For no more, JB. I couldn't ask for no more, so. I want a little bit more, but that's all I can ask for, Jimmy.
God. Well, I mean, y'all will. One thing I did say, y'all motherfuckers will race. So it is what it is. At that point, it's just, hey, look, I think I got a chance to win. So you going out there?
That's a big gamble, Jimmy. For that car they got, that's a big gamble. That's a big gamble for us. Luminati ain't no slouch by far.
Look, and I'm going to tell you, look, Greg Mealy, one of your best friends is on to talk to you about it, and your best friend is actually a Ford man. He's coming on here to talk to you. Your man, his name is Lister Black from the waist down.
What's going on, fellas?
That's his name.
What are you doing, buddy?
Hey,
I stole
man,
one
from
Jeff Rogers, too. Hey,
don't...
I stole...
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I stole one from Jeff Rogers, too, JB. I stole one. I got luck at that race.
What do you mean? You stole
Jeff Rogers put me in the trick. Yeah, Jeff Rogers put me in the trick bag, JB. Told me he'll single carburetor, JB. Told me he'll single carburetor, JB. We locked it in to come up Calvary. He gave us the clear. I get up there. Look, they ain't take the hood off not near time that night, JB. I said, something ain't right. Something ain't right. They ain't make no sit down. They ain't take the hood off. I said, gee, something ain't right, Jay. They started that motherfucker up. I said, oh, my Lord. Let me just switch motors on.
But, JC, you better take everything from drag racing, from Luminati. Take it. I'll bet the money.
Take
it. He can't whip you like it. He can't whip you. Can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't believe. He's fast, but he ain't fast he ain't that fucking fast. Ain't no way.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way.
No.
So here's what I got on it, JC. The double J. I told Luminati to give me the head up brake and I'll clear him. And he won't do it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
He's trying to get artist clear. I said, I'll tell you what. You let me move first, and I got to keep it clear. And you won't do it.
So, if I, you know what, I've seen that. I've seen Dog and them do the race like that. So, basically, if the other car gets anywhere in the paint of your rear quarter, or your, you know, if there's no space,
the wing,
you get paid.
The wing, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
It's just like, it's just like the clear. I got to clear him.
Yeah.
I got to clear him. Mm-hmm. But he's just going to let me move first. You know what I mean? So I'm giving something back. I'm trying to give him a little bit back.
I told you, man, that damn Keenan. That Keenan, man. He talk all that big boy shit. But when them big boys come, it's like he back in the corner and stop making excuses.
I like to do that. I did that race with William Brown.
Go ahead. Oh, so you said you'd like to do that race if they would do it at William Brown?
William Brown or at Budge Creek the next day, wherever's easy for them. Mm. And you know I'm at a disadvantage because I got big tires. I got them big tires. They're going to have that radio prep. I ain't got them radios.
That might be, and that'd be an interesting race. So I ain't heard nobody do that in a while. You give me the break, and I keep it.
I keep it. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you know, look, you know the kick is worth the most. The back tire ain't worth fucking nothing. So between the one and one, that ain't enough. So I told him, look, just let me move. And I got to clear you. I mean, goddamn, Ken, what else can I mean, that's the only way to make that race fair. He's saying, you know, I got to prove my man, I got to go goddamn 2007 built top sportsman car. I ain't got to prove mine. That motherfucker 2,600 pounds, old carbureted motor. You know, I can't fuck with him. Not head up.
Mm-hmm. No. Hell
you got them big 315. You got them big 315 radios on there. I got them old big ass fucking flip-flop fucking slickers. You know, and the track's gonna be prepped for them, so I'll be at a disadvantage there. But that's the only race you're gonna get. That's the only race you're gonna get. I don't know why he won't do it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'd like to see. So that's an interesting race.
Yeah,
the
fair race,
break, and then you got a clear. Hold on. Oh, Lord.
Mr. Rogers.
Jeff, your best friend is on here. Jeff.
Mr. Rogers.
Your
good,
best friend
good
is
evening,
on here.
Good evening, fellas.
Who is this?
Hey, Mr. Rogers, how you doing, buddy? How's everybody doing?
Oh, this motherfucker here.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Hey, so everything good with the car?
I gotta put an O-ring in the one side this week. I'll be all right.
Oh, okay. So the next couple months you should be good.
Couple days. No goddamn couple months.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, probably like, you know, say like June, July, you should be good though.
What I'm
asking you is, will you be fertile? Because I feel like putting a baby in you probably around July sometime.
I'll be fertile. I'll give you one.
I don't want nothing but the other motherfucking lane, and I ain't nowhere near sitting like you.
Okay.
So yeah. Be a problem. I figure out who is that? Who is that, JB?
You know who that is, man. He the same color as you, Greg Neely. He the same color as you.
Oh, Lord. Don't start this. You can't start that shit.
What's up, Greg? What's up, buddy? What's up, man? Man, you don't know who it is yet, man. Come on, man.
Man, I'm trying to catch a voice, man.
It's Ronald.
That's Keenan talking.
That's Keenan.
Yeah, he got flip-flops on. You see? That's Keenan.
Man, he want to run you head up.
That ain't Kenny.
He still don't know who it is.
Hell no. Who the hell is that?
Come on, Greg.
That's the mouthiest motherfucker in Virginia. You don't know who that is?
Hell no. I'm trying to... I can't picture the voice. I can't picture who the hell it is. Who is that? Who that is?
Well, look, Greg. Huh? Him and you are the same exact skin tone. Y'all probably, y'all ain't too far from each other. Y'all about an hour from each other. And he nasty.
He
on big ties and wheelie balls.
Small block.
Small block. Got what?
Pick your money on the side of his car.
Oh, Lord, that's my teammate. God damn, I wasn't saying, but I was like, damn, man, you ain't got my voice. I kept on saying, I know that voice, man, who the hell is that? Oh, yeah, what you doing, Kenneth?
I ain't doing nothing, man, what you up to? Down here at the fucking race, man, and watch the raindrops right now.
Ah,
what race you at?
I'm at NHRA.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, who you like out of Brian F.
Come on. Ricky Fox? I like Ricky Fox, man. Ricky Fox, that thing running, man. That thing running. You know, I'm pretty sure that they got, Brian, they got that shit, you know, running pretty good by now, man. But I just don't think he got enough laps on it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. I seen a couple of videos. Car look good, but I just don't think he got enough laps on it right now, you know? My opinion right now. That's my opinion right now, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely going to bet on Ricky Fox right now. So. So they heard me, so everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody heard me, so all they got to do is text me. They text me. They got the bet. Well, who going with Brian and who going with Ricky? Who you think, JP? Who you going with, JP?
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's gonna be a toss up.
It'll be close. It's gonna be close.
Especially, I'm gonna tell you why, man. I'm not trying to mess the track up, but every time I get hype about a race and there's rain in the forecast, it rained. So I'm going to act like I ain't hype. But if it rains and they do dry it and get it, man, that track going to be iffy. So it's going to be, it might be a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something.
It might be a fight down there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the only thing I think, though, JB, is, you know, I wasn't there. So I heard that Brian was having a hard time getting down the track. So I don't know what's true or what not. You know what I mean? So you know what people say. So if that's the case, you know, Ricky get down every fucking time. You know what I mean? Ricky gets down every fucking time. So you know, Ricky ready to come off the trailer any time because, you know, he know his car. You know what I mean? So, but Brian might have seen something they like. So, you know what I mean? So it's I don't know. You know what I mean? So I don't know. If he come out, I tell you what, if he come out that box with that many, with a couple passes on that car and outrun Ricky, he's a bad motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? But I don't see it happening. It's Ricky. Yeah. I don't. Ricky got too many laps on his belt. He know what his car is, man. Ricky horny. He stay horny. You see what I'm saying? he wasn't bad, man. I see what the post he made
Brian,
today.
Brian.
You know, I got 30 more days, man. I'm in Facebook jail again. I don't think the last 90 days, I think I've been out of Facebook jail for only 3 days. So I can't say a fucking word, man. You know what I mean? So, but I see what Ricky told Brian, make one hit and let's go at it. And Brian's like, nah. So to me, man, that's the only way to race. You see what I'm saying? Brian might be looking for something else, maybe still want to get a couple hits down. But let me tell you something. Like when we used to race or whatever, man, fuck, I come up the trailer or either fucking give me one hit. I don't like waiting around all day for that shit. It takes too long. You see what I'm saying? And then you got a chance of rain. If everybody's ready, if you say you're ready, why leave home and do all that shit and just fake the phone?
Well, if you know you got a fucking window to be in, get it over with. You know what I mean? If you're trying to get that man's money, get it over with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
the way he did do one good lock in though. He stepped Rick and still come all steel all glass.
Damn. That's yeah. All that. All
so,
steel
so
all glass. God
now,
damn,
that's,
man.
That was a good step on Brian here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, coming out with a new car, ain't never been elapsed and all that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I said now. That just changed the ball game a little bit. So you know he ain't going to be as fast as Ben Ben.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. Brian didn't strip that. Ricky said he was coming all glass, all steel.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. When they locked it back in, he still stripped it that all steel, all glass. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
what
I said. That's a good thing on that end. You know, coming out with a new car. Yeah, that's a good thing on that end. Like, he still got that strip in
there. I'm going to tell y'all one thing, though, and I think this is what Kenny talking about. If y'all remember, a couple weeks ago, Ricky went up there in all steel, all glass trim, and that bitch looked fast to me. I don't know if y'all.
Yeah, he still looked fast.
Motherfucker looked fast.
He won that shootout. He still looked fast.
So I'm going to tell you, that's what it is. I'm like you, Kenny. Man, it's hard to beat a man. And that man got like 20, 30, 40 laps.
Yeah.
And you got maybe four or five. God. But if he knock him out, I'm going to tell you, y'all not going to hear the end of Brian Mouth for about 22 years, man. Every bit of 22 years.
JB said 22 years. He ain't been rest of the year. Well, listen, if he does knock Ricky out, he got the right to talk shit like that, because he beat one of the baddest small blocks. So you got the baddest small blocks. You got what's your name? You got Jeff and Cassius Clay and Ricky and Brian. So, you know, Brian come out and say he the baddest, so Brian got to prove it, I guess, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Cause somebody in the room just say this. So is Top Notch let me see how they going with what this word is. If Top Notch beat Ricky on the 28th,
not going to happen.
Now what's going to happen? I'm gonna tell you this, Greg.
He's gonna have to hit the tide.
I'm gonna tell you this, Greg.
Ricky gonna have to hit the tide.
So what you saying is Top Notch ain't fast.
I lay you odds. I ain't saying he's not fast.
Oh,
Ricky fast. I ain't saying he's not fast.
Okay.
But Ricky fast ain't. Ricky got that 60-foot.
Another question. When did you and Kenny Ferguson become teammates? Let me open all these mics up.
We've been teammates for a long time. Hey, Kenny, what?
So are y'all teammates because y'all the same race and nationality or what? Y'all both like
race
motherfucking baby,
man.
No, man.
Yes, sir.
These light-skinned brothers coming in, man. Y'all trying to take all our
stuff. So if any of them big tie 5 inches and big tie cars try to jump on us, hey, call Big Kenny.
Okay. Yeah.
JB,
like
what
that,
I tell you
right.
last week, JB? What I tell you last
what?
Week?
You said,
if,
you
if,
said, now this
if you
is
come
how
out,
you said it.
If you 5 inch,
yeah.
If you 5 inch, fuck you, anything got to do with you. If you 5'2",
and if you
5'3",
have a,
and not professionally
and
tuned,
you want them to.
What'd I say?
I didn't say that, JB.
Mm-mm, don't put words in my mouth now. You know what I said.
So what you're saying, so basically, if you have a punk 5'2", or 5'3".
Well, if you're not professionally tuned,
tuned.
I said, I didn't say I didn't want, I just said I wanted, I said, fuck them too. Get it straight now, JP. It's a difference. It's a difference. And hey, we're going to try and fuck them, too. So if anybody go on your show, if they not professionally tuned, you ought to know what to ask them if I ain't on the show, JB. You know what I mean? Kenneth Perkins said, fuck yeah. You too, right?
Everybody professionally tuned now, Kenneth.
Yeah, you right, though, man. You right, though. Man. But if you, listen, I'm going to put it this way. If you didn't fly a motherfucker in, fuck
thank
you.
Everybody.
Put it that
go.
Way. Yeah, yeah. If the guy that's tuning your car had to drive, man, fuck you and you too. That motherfucker might pull up in. He might pull up in a 1979 Dodson. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Now that was actually
these
funny.
Days, oh,
so
these days the tuner ain't got to be there, Kenny. These days the tuner ain't even got to be there. He can sit at home and do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, God damn, there go the other teammate. There you go. There you go. What's up, Fat Albert?
Somebody, look.
What's up, Hero?
Hey, Kenny, somebody just hit the one button when you talked about tuners driving. Let me see who just hit the one button, Kenny. 804, ending in 0510. Who is that?
JB.
Who is that?
Hello? CT.
Yeah, you on.
Well,
yo, who
where
is that?
The hell Greg at?
Oh
shit.
That?
Greg Mealy, CT looking for you.
What's that? TT? Who the hell is TT?
CT.
Oh, CT. I thought CT
yeah.
would call me tomorrow.
I'm on break at work now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
What you want to do on the 28th? You got that clear as long as y'all come to our lockup.
I'll let you know. I will let you definitely know that.
You told me you will follow me wherever we go, man.
I know I heard right through that computer. You said you were going to call me tomorrow, so I will call JC tomorrow morning and let him know. I ain't going to call him right now. I done took my break now. Well, I tell you what. Since you on break, if you come through the gate, I take that.
Look, man. If not, all right, look, that's cool. That's what we can do.
I can't lock it in if I don't know we coming.
You told
me
I'm
going
to
you going. What you mean? Now you don't know where you coming.
I will follow you. Okay. 484 piece. Y'all lock up. We non-lock up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said, Will Brown race.
Yeah.
I call you tomorrow with JC on the line tomorrow. We can get all that squared away.
All right, bet, man. I'm going back to work. Hey, hold up. Is Pony Boy on here?
Yeah, somebody just called in just now. Somebody just called in. I don't know if that's Pony Boy. Ending at 1794. Who you got?
That's Big Kenny, Fat Albert.
Oh, Fat Albert. Big Kenny calling to talk to you, Fat Albert. All
right, well, JB, I'm going back to the laptop. If somebody say something, shoot me a text.
All right. Big Kenny, what you got going on, Big Kenny? You on? What you got to say?
I heard Mike Wadner was on here.
Yeah, Mike Wadner is still on here. He is still on here. Look, let me go. Yep. Mike Wadner is still on here.
I heard that
Mike
Wadner,
you're being paged. Mike Wadner, you're being paged.
Mike, you gotta get closer to the phone. We can get out.
Yeah, Mike, you gotta.
Hit the mute button,
what the hell? Yeah, Mike, you got us on speakerphone, man. We can't hear you. Mike Wilde, if you come off speaker, Big Kenny is looking for you.
Hey, that's my stick man. I ain't looking for Mike Wilde. I know he work on that Big B, though. That Big B been looking for me.
Oh, the Big B been looking for you. Oh.
Yeah.
Now you talk.
I heard Herman Epp. I heard Herman Epp. Where Herman Epp at?
Herman, now I'm going to tell you exactly how Herman Epp said it, how he wanted it to be said. He's not going to say nothing until he makes sure his car. He's supposed to go testing this weekend or next week, and he said the week of Will Brown, he wants some smoke.
He won't be testing this weekend unless he's driving a boat.
God damn, big kid. So Big Kenny, now that I got you on, who's on you now? I know you're gonna be at William Brown.
I don't when is William Brown show?
May 28th.
I'll probably be working because I'll be just getting back in the country.
Oh, okay. So that means I can tell Mule he's safe for a while.
Yeah, he got to get right first. I'm already straight.
Mm. Good.
I ain't gonna try to do him like he do everybody else, catch him with their pants down. I want him at his best.
Oh, see, I like that. So you're saying you're part of Mike Wyatt's camp. So you're in, okay. Oh,
no.
So you're in Fat Albert. You're in Fat Albert team. Okay.
No, I'm not really part of Mike Wyatt's camp, but I heard the B been looking for me, and I know Mike Wyatt, he probably working on it. But I'm going to cut him up anyway.
Okay.
Don't take it from
me. B looking for you, and the B all steel, all glass looking for you? God damn, the B must be rough.
That's a lie, King. That's a lie. Do you believe it?
Oh, they're going to Mike Wyatt.
I couldn't say that goddamn. That motherfucker B must be rough. We're all steel, all glass and looking for Guinness. God damn.
He trying to get his nuts back because I already got him.
God damn. I like the way you see y'all nasty. Man said he already got his B. God damn.
I'm already 1-0 with him. He's trying to get some get back.
Damn. Rough in here tonight.
You better watch it, Kenny. He might throw Winslow on you.
What?
He might throw Winslow on you now.
Man, that man just said red whole government, man. That's a Winslow.
You might throw Winslow on you.
Oh, my God. Winslow.
Yes, sir. You might throw goddamn Winslow on you. You better watch it. He can
long
be all steel, all
long
glass.
As long as it,
huh?
Long as it make it fair.
He said,
who?
The West.
No, I ain't. I got stuff, but I'm waiting on the people.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Greg Miller, you done got a little nasty tonight, but Greg, I like your style though, Greg. One thing can't say about you, you will hold to your word.
Mm-hmm.
But God almighty. So look. Man, if that race happened at William Brown, Lord have mercy. Oh yeah, Greg, I forgot to tell you too. Pony Boy texted me back. He said, "Head up."
Man, tell Pony Boy. You know what? I ain't thinking about no goddamn Pony Boy. Pony Boy wants something solved. He done had 5 different people call me about Pony Boy. And I told him the same thing on every 5 people. And he keeps saying, "Head up." But they call us slow. Ain't that some shit, JB? We slow. Can't get down the track. Can't do this. But they want to run the head up. Ain't that something?
Mm.
I don't understand
that. So, So basically, it sounds like you got to just, you know, your teammate, man. You gotta pull your teammate out there, you know, pull your teammate out.
Hey, just like Kenny Ferguson said, them boys flying tuners in, drivers. Them boys doing, got everything. They won't run us head up.
So hold on. So Greg, hold on, go back. So you're telling me your tuner drives a car to the track?
My tuner drives a race car. He drives his own car. Shit.
Shit. Kenny Ferguson, did you just hear what I said?
Hey, oh, my tuner don't go to the track. The car don't go to the track. Yo, none go.
Yeah.
All them boys got them big name tuners, man. Them boys got them motherfucking lockers, man. Shit. Motherfucker shifting 17 goddamn times. Man, fuck that. Red Rock, JB. What do you say? Red Rock.
Motherfucker said it's shifting gears 17 times.
That bitch said, listen to that motherfucker when it go down through that, JB. Motherfucker coming up at the 3:30 and every guy, that bitch pulling that motherfucker so hard, that bitch, Lord, JB. I like the way it sounds, though, when she go down through this.
You got me thinking about that other race, too, man. We need a, you said Boss Baby and Freak Nasty. That
Freak
would be
Nasty,
great.
Baby. Yes, sir. Boss Baby and Freak Nasty. I'd love to see that one. That'd be a hell of a race.
All right, so now I got something to look forward to.
I tell you, hey,
man,
if we can make Will Brown show, I would clothesline that motherfucker and tell Ricky bring his little ass to. I'm sick of Ricky. And tell me,
man,
you better not come all steel off glass.
So, go back. So what you're telling me is if Ricky come the 28th and he's still all steel off glass, y'all going to his ass too?
He better sit in the goddamn corner, he all steel off glass. He better not go out there. He better come there to run that shootout. That's what he better do.
So Greg, your tuner don't get flied in and don't drive.
Man,
your
look,
tuner is the driver of your car.
My tuner load the car up, get in the dually, drive the dually to the track, unload the car, put the computer on the car, put his race suit on, put his helmet on, and get in the car and drive. He do it all. Name me one of them that do that. They want to race us. Nail one of them. Can't name nail one.
JB, he got a point there.
He do got a good point.
As they say, good report.
He got a damn good report.
Hey, come on, head up. One thing about me, I don't mind. Go to the next.
Hey, Greg, you forgot one. And work on the car.
Yes, sir. Come over there, he changing the plugs. Me and Leroy might put a little gas in it, you know, put the racing gas in it, but he do everything else. And then sit back and chill, JB. Sit back and chill. Waiting on the motherfucker to come over there.
You got a good point. You definitely got a good point.
Mm-hmm. I think the best race is gonna be JC and Kevin Wright.
JC and Kevin Wright.
Yeah, Kevin Wright won his nuts back. Boy, I miss
so you
old
think
Capital. Boy, I miss old Capital.
So you think the best race is JC and Kevin Wright? Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be the same outcome, but it's gonna be the best race.
Yeah, you done got pretty nasty too, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say my boy Pick, but shit. Pick left before the goddamn tree activated. I thought he had a curfew or something. He's trying to hurry up and get home or something.
Well, all I know is everybody that's listening is going to be looking for that call tomorrow. To go one or two ways. Hope y'all stay locked in.
I hope so too, JB. I'm going to call JC in the morning. I'm going to say, Jay, I don't know if I put my foot in my mouth or what. I don't know. I'm just going to tell you like it is, Jay. The man said he's going to get the head up clear at Brown race. Either Jay going to say yeah or Jay going to say no. Hey. Or he might say, Greg, you a goddamn fool. I get that every now and then, do they, JB? I must be all right, JB, because I ain't got no phone call yet, because Leroy would have called me by now. What is you on there talking about? Get your ass.
So y'all gotta come, but y'all gotta come non-lockup.
Yeah, 484, 275, no lockup, no packers, no tickets.
Okay.
And they gotta come they can come 484, lockup, no packers, no ticket, 275.
Yeah, I hope that get. I think, but you know what? That's probably gonna get locked in, knowing y'all. Y'all gonna get on there, and I know how it's gonna go. I already know how it's gonna go.
Right now, it's up in the air, JB. Cause I don't think we tested it. We ain't tested yet, JB. So it's up in the air. Yeah, with all this damn rain, and then. You don't know when the track's gonna be open. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a good gamble though. Fuck it.
It is. And then, you know what? I think also something that's going to be coming up pretty soon, because I'll be paying attention to Kenny Ferguson. I'll be listening. Mm-hmm. Kenny is seeing when him and Jeff Rogers are going to dance, and it looks like it could be before July.
Damn. That man said, head up. Oh, my God.
Right. Oh yeah, and fellas and ladies, sorry about earlier. Somebody just asked me what happened to this. I messed around. Let me tell you what happened, Greg. Messing with Shorty Pop. You know who Shorty Pop is? Old fucking
Lord
Darren Johnson, little short motherfucker, right?
Yeah,
that little short. you know, the little short bit.
He on the list too, JB. I put him on the list too.
Oh, he on the list too. Oh.
I just play it, JB. That motherfucker cut me out of my
wife. He is.
I didn't hear that. That's fucked up, Greg. That's fucked up.
Lord, somebody jamming. Yeah, somebody getting loose. All I know is you right, Greg. Shorty gonna be on your ass tomorrow, and you know he don't understand that he only 5'7", 5'6", 5'.
Yeah.
You know he gonna go off
yeah.
on you. He gonna go off.
He
on
the
you.
Only race. I know that gotta have a pull up when he drives. That's my buddy, though. That's my buddy. Jordy Pop.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. He on your ass already. He on your ass
not
already. He just text me. He just text me. JB, y'all some rough bitches. God.
Tell him he'd be all right. It's just like the Cowboys. They go home first round every damn playoff.
Mm.
Good report. Mm-hmm. Ah, boy. I can't believe my buddy Tron ain't coming here.
Them boys hoping for good weather, man. I just seen a picture. Them boys got about 10 to 12 bottles filled. Them boys hoping for good weather drop.
Mm-hmm. Make it so bad I can't.
But JB,
even go up
it seems like every day the percentages are going down. You know, at one time it was at 80. Shit, it's down about 30 now. Every day is going down, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like they said, I think they said it in the thing. There's going to be a pop-up shower or whatever. Just hope that it's the one and they get it dry and go on and get to it.
Right.